Suffering from gut health issues can greatly impact women who often face unique challenges related to hormonal fluctuations and reproductive health. Integrative nutrition approaches offer a holistic way to address gut health concerns and promote healing naturally. On today's show, I'll share how gut health issues develop, along with 10 tips to guide you on your journey to restoring balance in your digestive system. So friend, if you're ready to experience vibrant health by restoring your gut holistically, then grab a notebook and pen and let's dive in. Hey friend, welcome to Integrative Medicine for Energy and Health. Are you struggling with low energy, excessive weight, chronic fatigue, imbalanced hormones, or body aches and pains that are robbing you of enjoying life? If you're ready to take the guesswork out of living a healthier life, you're in the right place. Hi, I'm Rakesia. I'm a mom, honorably retired Air Force veteran, award-winning author, social worker, and Christian alternative medicine provider. For years, I tried improving my health through conventional medicine and nothing worked until I finally found a simple strategy that was easy and fun. This podcast will provide you with natural ways to increase energy, lose weight, regulate hormones, and improve your mood. If you're ready to live, look, and feel better, grab your favorite cup of herbal tea and let's jump in. Hey friend, get ready for an extraordinary surprise. In just a few short weeks, brace yourself for an exclusive unveiling of a game-changing women's health program that will leave you thrilled and utterly transformed. Stay tuned for the big reveal that promises to elevate your well-being in ways that you never imagined. I remember when I began experiencing gut health issues. I was told by my doctors, it's all in your head or it's a female problem. I was overprescribed antibiotics for years on end, or I was diagnosed with a number of different things like candida, H. pylori. But deep down, I didn't feel like it was any of those things. And I knew that it wasn't all in my head. And so I began the journey and became a wellness warrior. For 7 years, I was on a mission to find the right answer, the right diet, the right supplements, the right doctor, the right protocol, the right amount of water to drink, the right remedy that would heal my gut once and for all. And maybe you can relate to my experience. Gut health issues can show up through a variety of symptoms, and the severity and combination of those symptoms varies among women. And so here are some of the symptoms that I was experiencing with my gut health issues that you may be experiencing as well. So you may be experiencing digestive discomfort. That includes abdominal pain or cramping, bloating and gas, constipation or diarrhea. You may also have changes in your bowel habits, such as irregular bowel movements, persistent diarrhea or constipation, or alternating between diarrhea and constipation. You may also be experiencing food intolerances. You have an increased sensitivity to certain foods, or you may also develop new food intolerances. You can also have unexplained weight gain or weight loss. You may also experience reflux and heartburn, which is acid reflux or frequent heartburn, regurgitation of your food. You may also be experiencing unexplained fatigue, chronic fatigue, and low energy levels. That was a really big one for me. You may also be having skin issues like acne, eczema, or psoriasis. And I never had acne in my teenage years, but in my adult years, I was horrified when I started developing acne. And so I talk about this in podcast episode 163, Adult Acne in Women and PCOS, and I provide 6 holistic strategies to help you clear up your skin as well as balance your hormones. Some other things that you may be experiencing are mood changes in relation to anxiety or depression, mood swings, as well as irritability. You may also be experiencing joint pain and inflammation where your joints are stiff and it's very painful for you. You may also have inflammation throughout your body. You can also experience immune system challenges where you're getting frequent infections or illnesses. Now, for me, I was always getting a lot of colds. I was always getting a lot of flus because my immune system was very weak. You may also have allergies or sensitivities. You can also experience nutrient deficiencies such as anemia or other nutrient deficiencies. You may have difficulty absorbing vitamins and minerals, and then finally, unpleasant breath or body odor. Gut health issues can arise from a combination of different factors, and understanding the key contributors is crucial to your health. And I want to be able to share some of those factors with you as to where and why gut health issues can happen. The first one is dietary factors. So if you have a low fiber intake, inadequate consumption of fiber can lead to constipation and an imbalance in your gut bacteria. If you are also eating highly processed foods, diets that are rich in processed foods lack essential nutrients and contain additives that negatively impact your gut health. Another factor is food sensitivities or intolerances, which includes allergies. So if you've got sensitivities to certain foods such as gluten or dairy, this can trigger inflammation and digestive discomfort within the gut area. Another factor involves stress and lifestyle. So if you're under chronic stress, this can affect your gut health and lead to issues like irritable bowel syndrome and other digestive disorders. And for me, this was really big because I was living a very stressful lifestyle and I didn't know that stress was impacting my gut health in the way that it was. And so I had to take a look at some making adjustments in my life regarding stress. Also included in lifestyle factors, if you have lack of physical activity, if you're not exercising and you live a sedentary lifestyle, this can contribute to a sluggish digestive system, which can also cause constipation, which leads to gut health issues. Another factor involves medication, such as antibiotics. Now, medications, they can treat infection, but they also disrupt the balance of gut bacteria, which leads to gastrointestinal issues. And I really believe that that's what happened to me because I was on so many different medications, and it just really created that imbalance within the gut bacteria. Another factor involves infections and illnesses. So bacteria, viral or parasitic infections, these can cause temporary or chronic disruptions within your gut health. It can cause that chronic inflammation in the gastrointestinal tract. Another factor involves genetic predisposition. So if you have a family history of someone in your family having those gastrointestinal conditions, then that might also cause you to be sensitive and have a genetic predisposition to have or experience gut health issues as well. Another factor involves hormonal changes. So this is big for us as women. So whether we experience those fluctuations during our menstrual cycle, this definitely can contribute to fluctuations within the gut function during those different phases of the menstrual cycle, and that contributes to symptoms like bloating as well as constipation when it comes to our gut health. Another area or factor is lack of sleep. So if you have poor sleeping habits, inadequate sleep or disrupted sleep patterns can negatively impact your gut health, and it also affects those digestive issues. And then finally, excessive antibacterial use. So if you are overusing antibacterial agents, this can cause a disruption within your gut health. And those are things that include antibacterial soaps or sanitizers. These are known to disrupt the balance of your gut health. And so now that we have a foundation of those factors that can cause or lead to gut health issues, I want to share 10 integrative nutrition tips that you can use to help you to heal your gut naturally. And so the first area is that you want to embrace probiotic foods. So foods like yogurt, kefir, sauerkraut, kimchi, these are rich in probiotics. And what these foods are going to do is they're going to help replenish your gut with beneficial bacteria. And these are microorganisms that play a crucial role in maintaining a balanced digestive system. The second tip is that you want to practice mindful eating. And practicing mindful eating helps you to slow down eating so fast, savor every bite of your food. You're paying attention to your hunger and your fullness cues. And this mindful approach really aids in proper nutrient absorption as well as reduces digestive discomfort. And if you'd like to take a deeper dive into mindful eating, I invite you to listen to podcast episode 105, Ending Mindless Munching and Finding Peace with Your Food, where I interviewed Dr. Sheila Foreman. The third area is that you want to stay hydrated. And so adequate hydration, this is so important for optimal digestive function. I know personally, I carry two refillable water bottles with me just about every single day, because this is going to help to ensure that you are getting the support that you need when it comes to moving food through the digestive tract, as well as preventing those issues like constipation. So staying hydrated, carrying those water bottles with you, drinking plenty of water throughout the day. You also want to limit processed food. Reducing the intake of processed and refined foods, because these contain additives that may disrupt your gut health. You want to focus on a whole food diet. You want to focus on foods that are nutrient-dense foods that are going to provide you with essential vitamins, essential minerals for your overall well-being. The fifth tip is that you want to identify food sensitivities. You want to be mindful of those potential food sensitivities by gradually introducing any type of eliminated foods or observing how your body responds. I always say that each and every one of us, when it comes to our bodies have a language. And when our bodies speak, we must listen to what our bodies are saying, and we must give our bodies what they need. And that comes through observation, that comes to listening and responding to your body. And so some of those food sensitivities that you may experience involve gluten, dairy, certain processed foods, because these can trigger digestive issues. So you want to be mindful about those food sensitivities. The sixth tip is including gut healing herbs. I love incorporating herbs like ginger, peppermint, and turmeric into my diet. Many times I'll put these in my smoothie, which is a fiber-rich smoothie in the morning, to get those herbs into my body because these herbs possess those anti-inflammatory properties, and they're also going to aid in soothing and healing the digestive system. The seventh thing, or the seventh tip, is that you want to have balanced omega-3 fatty acids, and these are found in sources like your fatty fish and in flax seeds, and they have an anti-inflammatory effect, and they're very beneficial to your gut health. You want to be able to aim for a balanced intake of omega-3s as well as omega-6 fatty acids to support a healthy inflammatory response. The eighth tip is that you want to manage stress. And so, as I mentioned earlier, I did not know that stress was impacting my gut health in the manner in which it was. And so incorporating stress management techniques such as prayer, meditation, deep breathing exercises, taking a walk in fresh air, making these a part of your daily routine is going to help improve and support your digestive health. The ninth tip is to prioritize fiber-rich foods. You want to make sure that you're incorporating a variety of whole grains, fruits, and vegetables into your diet because fiber helps to support digestive regularity, and it also fosters a healthy environment for beneficial gut bacteria. And the 10th and the final tip is that you want to seek professional guidance. Now, as an integrative nutrition health professional, I provide personalized guidance as well as create tailored plans to address specific gut health needs. When I began consistently practicing these 10 tips, over time, my gut health fully recovered. My symptoms subsided, my energy levels increased, my hormones became regulated, and I felt like a brand new person. One of the things that I've learned is that health and healing begins from the inside out. And maybe like me, you were told that it's all in your head. You've been given tons of antibiotics or medications, but just know that you can heal your gut holistically. Do you have a question about gut health? If so, leave a voice message for me via Spotify. If there's a health topic that you'd like to hear on the show, you can send me an email by clicking on the Contact Me link in today's show notes. Be sure to share, leave a review, or subscribe to the show to receive notifications on all of the latest content. So let's wrap it all up. Empowering yourself to take charge of your gut health involves adopting a holistic and integrative nutrition approach. By prioritizing nutrient-dense foods, embracing mindful eating practices, and incorporating supportive gut health habits, you can pave the way for a healthier digestive system and overall well-being. I'll leave you with Jeremiah 17:14. Heal me, O Lord, and I shall be healed. Save me, and I shall be saved, for you are my praise. Hey, friend, I hope you enjoyed today's episode. If so, would you take 30 seconds and share it with a friend who may want to have more energy and improve their health naturally? Also, I would love it if you could leave a quick review for the show on Apple Podcasts. It blesses me tremendously to know that this podcast is helping you. Alrighty then, it's time to go make a protein shake and go for a hike. No more days of feeling tired and drained. I'll see you in a few days for another episode. God bless.